This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado got a mention in last night's presidential candidates debate. Just minutes into the debate, Donald Trump repeated the claim that a Venezuelan gang is operating with impunity in part of Metro Denver.
You look at Aurora in Colorado. They are taking over the towns. They're taking over buildings. They're going in violently.
Police in Aurora say they have arrested 10 people with suspected gang ties, and they're investigating allegations of rent extortion in some apartment buildings. But new immigrants living in the building say gang troubles are isolated. They say their main concern is the decrepit state of their apartments. They also say they've been targeted by racist threats since conspiracy theories started spreading. There is solid reporting on what's happening in Aurora at Denverite.com. A Colorado district attorney could be disbarred. A state board has recommended that DA Linda Stanley should no longer be allowed to practice law in Colorado. She tried to charge the husband of a missing woman with murder. That was in Chaffee County, and the charges were dropped. Officials criticized Stanley for talking to the media about that case and others. A coroner has identified the man who allegedly ambushed and shot a Colorado state trooper on Saturday. Victor DeSantiago was born in California and lived in Thornton. Court records show DeSantiago had an extensive criminal record in Colorado, including menacing and drug possession charges. He died in a shootout Saturday after allegedly attacking a state trooper parked along U.S. Highway 36 in Westminster. The trooper, Corporal Ty Simcox, survived the attack. This is CPR News.